On September 2, 1969, the Columbus Metropolitan Library System opened the Martin Luther King branch on East Long Street. It became the first public library in the country to honor the famed civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., who was assassinated in 1968. Still reeling from his son's death, Martin Luther King Sr. came to Columbus for that 1969 dedication ceremony. Over the last few years, the library system has been revitalizing and rebuilding its branches to meet the needs of a growing community. On Thursday, Martin Luther King III stood in front of a brand new library just a couple blocks away for another dedication.
When my grandfather addressed the audience that gathered on the dedication nearly half a century ago, he urged the community to make friends with books. Now that's still great advice. Books and stories will get us through difficult times. And if you can't travel, as some of us are able to, books can take you anywhere in the world. There's no excuse to be uninformed today, although there are some of us who are.
King did not mention anybody by name, but it became obvious who he was referring to as he noted the division and lack of civility that exist in America.
When are we going to use not just our minds and our thoughts, but when are we going to use our ideas? We are really a great country and a great people. We don't need to become great again. Now, some of you may think, oh, well, when are we going to become great again? Greatness already exists right now. Now, are we as good as we are supposed to be? Absolutely not. We have a lot of work to do, but greatness is in the midst of us already. All I'm saying this afternoon is we are better than the behavior we exhibit. My dad said that a voteless people is a powerless people. And one of the most important steps that we can take is that short step to the ballot box. We've got a major election happening here on November 6th in this nation. And we need to vote like we've never voted before.
The third generation King continued with some advice from his father.
Dad used to tell us that in life you must find out what your calling is. And when you identify that calling, you must do your job so well. Do that job so well that the living, the dead, or the unborn could do that job no better. He went on to say that even in life, if it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, why go on and sweep streets like Michelangelo carved marble. Go on and sweep streets like Shakespeare wrote poetry. Go on and sweep streets like Raphael painted pictures, sweep streets so well that all the host of the heavens and earth would have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper that did his job well. Be ashamed to die until you've done a little something to make the world in which we all must live a little better than it was when you arrived.
King also told the crowd that all of us are better by using public libraries. Features in the new branch include more space for programs and areas for kids to read, study, and use computers. There's also a larger homework help center where students can receive free after-school assistance. Meanwhile, Columbus Metropolitan Library officials say the new Dublin branch remains on schedule to open next summer. Then work will begin on four additional branches at the Hilltop, Carl Road, Reynoldsburg, and Gahanna locations. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.